Well, they're very important schemes. Two reasons. The official opening at Fáilar Planning and Terrace is the first new housing scheme that Sligo have had since they've started kind of rebuilding houses again. So under Rebuilding Ireland, this is the first large-scale project. So it's very significant. It's 22 houses. I'm conscious that 7 or 8 of them were probably finished late last year, at the end of 2017, but the majority finished in the last month or two. So this is a positive development. It helps. It's an infill site. Previously, there was one house on that site, and now we have 22, which is a great renewal of sites and a using of existing land, because of all the infrastructure that are there. It's in a great spot in the town and well-serviced and well-connected to all the services as well. So it's a positive development for the community, but also gives people houses and homes. And, you know, we're in Sligo at the moment. The housing waiting list is in around 400, so this is helping reducing that, and with the pipeline of projects delivering at the moment, there's a pipeline there of over 300 houses and a target set over the next 2 or 3 years. That should help deal with the waiting list there for people who need a house. So it's a positive one, and again, turning this out for 28 is another contribution towards reducing that list. Today also we're going to review other projects that are in the pipeline. I think we're signing a contract later on today as well, so it's a positive development for Sligo. And it's what we would have asked on the Rebuilding Ireland 2 years ago. We've asked local authorities to assume the role again of providing houses through direct build, through turnkey, through leasing, through acquisition, through bringing back in vacant properties, through regeneration, like you see out of Cranmore. All those different things are what we want local authorities to do. For a long number of years there, local authorities didn't have the people or the money to do that at the level they wanted to. So I'm glad now that our local authorities are back in business and up and running. And today is proof of that. Sligo are getting on top of this. They have a nice pipeline approach is coming through. And today, hopefully, we'll be talking with a few other sites around the county as well.